Welcome back to The Science Behind Dreams. In our last episode, we explored the role of dreams in trauma, how they can both haunt and heal. Today, we'll turn our focus to a different group of dreamers, children. Kids dream just as vividly, if not more vividly, than adults. But their dreams aren't the same as ours. They reflect the developing brain, imagination, and the emotional world of childhood. What do children dream about? Why are their nightmares often so intense? And what can their dreams tell us about growing up? The nature of children's dreams. Children's dreams are shaped by their age and stage of development. Young children, especially preschoolers, tend to dream in simpler, less story-like sequences. Their dreams often feature animals, family members, or fantastical elements like monsters and magic. As children grow, their dreams become more complex narratives closer to adult dreaming. Children also dream more frequently during REM because they spend more time in this stage of sleep compared to adults. This means their nights are rich with imagery, both delightful and frightening. Common themes in children's dreams: animals and creatures. Many kids dream of pets, wild animals, or imaginary monsters. These often reflect curiosity, play, or fears. Adventures and magic. Flying, exploring castles, or meeting superheroes are common, highlighting the role of imagination. Family and friends. Dreams often include parents, siblings, or classmates, mirroring children's social world. Nightmares. Being chased, lost, or separated from caregivers is a frequent theme. These nightmares usually reflect anxieties about security and attachment. Why children have intense nightmares? Nightmares in childhood are especially common. Psychologists believe this is because children are still learning to regulate emotions and understand the world. Their brains process new experiences daily, and the dream world becomes the stage for working through fear and confusion. For example, a child who feels scared by a loud thunderstorm might dream of being chased by a giant monster. The dream is not a literal memory, but an emotional echo of their fear. What children's dreams tell us? Children's dreams can provide valuable insights into their inner lives. Recurring nightmares may signal stress, bullying, or family tension. Dreams about separation may reflect anxieties about school or growing independence. While not every dream is significant, patterns can reveal how children are processing their experiences. Some therapists use dream sharing with children as a gentle way to encourage expression. Drawing dreams, telling dream stories, or acting them out can help kids communicate feelings they struggle to put into words. Supporting children through nightmares. Parents often wonder what to do when a child wakes from a bad dream. Here are some approaches. Offer comfort, not dismissal. Telling a child it's just a dream may not help. Reassurance and presence matter more. Encourage expression. Ask the child to describe or draw the dream. This can reduce fear and build trust. Create a sense of safety. Rituals like night lights, stuffed animals, or calming bedtime routines can reduce nightmare frequency. Teach coping strategies. Older children can learn to imagine changing the dream's ending or confronting the scary figure, building confidence and resilience. The imaginative power of children's dreams. Beyond fears, children's dreams are also a source of wonder. Many kids report dreams of flying, meeting magical creatures, or creating entire fantasy worlds. These dreams show the imagination at full power, unbounded by logic. For some, these vivid inner worlds may even inspire lifelong creativity. Children's dreams are more than cute stories. They are reflections of a developing mind, brimming with imagination, curiosity, and sometimes fear. They remind us that dreaming is a natural part of growing up, helping children process emotions, build resilience, and explore possibilities. In our next episode, we'll look at dreams across cultures, how different societies around the world interpret, celebrate, and use dreams in everyday life. Until then, may your nights and your children's be filled with gentle dreams. This is The Science Behind Dreams.